Thanks, Charles. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Avino's third quarter 2017 financial results conference call. Thank you all for joining us today. Before we begin, please note that the full financial statements and MD&A are now available on our website. During this call, I will cover the highlights of our third quarter 2017 financial and operating performance, and then we will open it up for questions. Before I begin, I would like to note that all figures are stated in U.S. dollars unless otherwise noted. The third quarter of 2017 was a productive quarter for the company, where we maintained consistent production and were able to continue progress on key initiatives necessary to further our long-term strategic growth plan. In Mexico, construction continued on Mill Circuit 4, which will be used to process feed from the Avino mine and will increase throughput capacity of our processing plant by approximately 70%. Thus far, construction is on schedule within budget and is expected to be completed in early 2018. For tailings management, we are looking at a flexible backfill system that will allow us to make cemented backfill for underground or thickened tailings for disposal in the open pit, depending on our needs. We also completed a 22-hole drill program, which was successful in evaluating a new area of the Avino vein system between the historic San Luis workings and Elena Tolosa, which is the current area of production. The results support the continuation of the extensive Avino vein system and provide further confidence that should allow us to go underground to develop this area for mining. Additionally, we commenced new drill programs on the Avino property that target three areas of mineralization, all of which are outside the existing mining area and have the potential to extend resources. Revenue from mining operations for the quarter was $8.4 million compared to $10 million during the third quarter last year. The decrease is mainly a result of lower average realized prices for gold and silver and fewer ounces sold. Mine operating income was $2.1 million compared to $4.5 million in corresponding quarter. The primary reason for the change was that fewer tons of broken material were mined at San Gonzalo. Further, the company experienced the effects of increased costs for fuel, electricity, and other inputs, which have also affected other mining companies operating in the region. Our average realized silver price decreased by 14% from $19.49 to $16.81 per ounce sold. Our average realized gold price decreased by 4% from $13.28 to $12.81 per ounce sold compared to the third quarter last year. Our average realized copper price increased by 31% from $4,804 to $6,292 per ton. As a result of the previously mentioned factors, net income for the quarter before income taxes was $353,000 compared to $2.5 million last year. After taxes, we incurred a net loss of $716,000, or a loss of a penny per share, compared to net income of $847,000, or 2 cents basic and diluted earnings per share during the corresponding period of 2016. Cash of $3.8 million and short-term investments consisting of cash of $4 million was on hand at the end of the quarter. Capital expenditures during the 9 months ended September 30th, 2017 were $8.7 million compared to $9.9 million for the corresponding period of 2016. Capital expenditures in the current period relate to the Avino mine advancement, mining, and production equipment, including Mill Circuit 4, to advanced operations at the San Gonzalo, Avino, and Brailhorn mines. Now on to operations. In Q3 2017, our silver equivalent production increased by 17% from 650,000 to 761,000 ounces due to higher gold feed grades and greater mill availability both at Avino and San Gonzalo. Individually, our silver production was down 10% to 368,000 ounces. Gold production was up 47% to 2,673 ounces, and copper production was up 6% to 1.1 million pounds. Our consolidated all-in sustaining cost for the quarter was $11.25 compared to $10.60 last year, an increase of 6%. All-in sustaining cash cost at the San Gonzalo mine during the third quarter of 2017 was $12.91 per silver equivalent ounce, compared to $8.66 during the third quarter of 2016. All-in sustaining cash cost at the Avino mine for the third quarter 2017 was $10.76 compared to $11.34 in the comparable quarter, a decrease of 5%. At Braylorn, during the third quarter, we completed our review of potential scenarios for developing an operating mine. Our new plan involves opening the mine at a higher throughput, rather than scaling up operations to reach our desired level. We are currently in the final stages of planning a surface and underground drill program to expand and improve confidence in our resource base. Following the drill program, plans are being considered for a new tunnel at the 800 level, large enough to accommodate the new mechanized equipment for a proposed long-hole retreat mining method. In addition, we are making final arrangements with North Island College to hold our third annual underground mining training cohort. This year, the cohort is going to be held in the Pemberton Valley to accommodate community members from Nequaka and other communities associated with the Lower Statlium Tribal Council. Subsequent to the quarter ending on November 3rd, we received an approved permit amendment from the Ministry of Energy and Mines. The permit amendment is an important step in the company's strategic plan to reopen the Braylorn gold mine. With the receipt of this modern mining permit, the company anticipates an easier and quicker transition to an amended permit that will allow for future expansion. We will be releasing more details about this next week. Overall, we are pleased with the quarter, which yielded a strong balance sheet and production results. We're confident that we will achieve our intended projected production for the year and increase our production profile in 2018 with the completion of Mill Circuit 4. Now let's move on to our outlook for 2017 and 2018. Management remains focused on the following key objectives. Maintain and improve profitable mining operations while managing operating costs and achieving efficiencies. Complete the Mill Circuit 4 expansion to increase Avino mine production. Conduct surface and underground drill programs to increase and improve confidence in the resource base at Braylorn. Continue mine expansion drilling and explore regional targets on the Avino property. Follow the recommendations made in the 2017 PEA on the oxide tailings resource at the Avino mine and assess the potential for processing the oxide tailings resource. We would now like to move the call to the question and answer portion. Operator?